Do you want to do a couple of things?
We're not used to that yet.
No, we're not, but it'll be okay. So I want to do a couple of things in our short lecture today. The first is just give you all a quick overview of your prayer journal. So Mark worked with me to put this together, pretty much was the source material for all of this. I can't thank him enough for that. And this covers the next 2 months. The dominant focus of this is going to be on the Word of God. We're really going to focus on the importance, the power, the truthfulness. I mean, anything you want to put there of the Word of God. So there's all different types of entries and goals trying to get us there. You'll also find some really neat entries here about how to pray to God for our cares, for redemption over rescue, about the weights that we're under. So that just gives you a quick overview of where this is going to go. I've been encouraged to hear the different ways that y'all are using this. Some of y'all do this every morning when you get up. Others of you'll do a couple days at a time, and just it's always been encouraging to hear through that. So the focus of today is actually going to be a little bit different. Today, we're not going to have so much of a focus on how to improve our prayer lives as we are thoughts related to the upcoming series. Our next three prayer sessions are all going to focus on this upcoming series. I am already super excited about this, obviously. This is a topic that I think is extremely important. I know many of y'all are already interested in it. Even after the sermon today, I had many of y'all come up and tell me additional questions or insights or things you hope that Tom addresses. So that's what we're going to focus on today, is just really starting to get ready for this series. So before I get into my stuff, I have asked Mark to take us to God in prayer. And Mark is going to lead us in a prayer on behalf of this series. So Mark, whenever you are ready, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Can you hear me, Ryan?
I sure can.
Great. All right, let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of grace, your goodness, your holiness, your power. And we know that you are our God, you are our Father, you are our provider and protector. And we seek for our hearts to live and to believe that that is so. And Father, we seek that deep faith and belief and reassurance. And we pray for this meeting that we're having with Tom Hamilton. We ask you to bless him and bless us as he is here to engage wholeheartedly and to find our reasons for trusting in you, trusting in the word you've provided so that we can have a fuller and more devoted heart. We seek you. We love you, our Father. Thank you for our dear Savior, our hope, our life, our mediator. In his name, amen.
Thank you so much for that, Mark. So there are two objectives that I would like to offer for you all as you go to your breakout rooms. The first thing I would like to recommend is to discuss how can we pray for this meeting? You know, oftentimes I find myself very generic in my prayers, but as Mark just showed us, the way that we pray for this upcoming series should be very meaningful. We should be drawing from principles of prayer that we've talked about over the last year, principles of the Word of God that we've learned. So that's the first real just discussion point I'd like to give you all is how can we pray for this meeting and actually do it. The second one, and this is going to take just a bit longer, is I'd like to suggest that you all begin discussing questions that you would like for Tom to address. One of the reasons the shepherds decided to do this series is because this is a topic that is extremely timely. Obviously, as I have said over the last 4 weeks, that does not take much of an explanation to say the Bible is a contested book. But asking the question, is the Bible really from God? And does the Bible really take us back to God? Has the Bible been revealed from God? Does it really reconcile us back to God? Those are some of the most important, yet some of the most contested questions that we can ask. So I would like to hear from each of the groups. What are the questions that you would like to ask to Tom? What I'm going to do, I've asked each of the shepherds to keep track of these. They're going to get these back to me, and I'm going to pass these on to Tom. I'm going to give him a call in the next couple of weeks and just try to give him a heads up about these are the things that we'd like addressed. These are some of the questions on our minds, simply so that he can have adequate time as well to be preparing for this. And let me say how much I appreciate the shepherds giving foresight into this. So often with meetings, I have found that as I do a meeting, I'll talk from this, from my perspective, when you walk into a group and you really don't know what they've been through, where they're at, what they need addressed, it's really difficult to figure out what to talk about. But whenever I have a group tell me, hey, look, these are the things we want you to address. These are where we are. These are issues that we need help with. These are areas that we need improvement on. Great, 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 great. Use me. I'm happy to be that way. Tom's going to be the exact same. So I would like to hear from y'all. What are the questions that you would like for Tom to ask? Now, Bruce, whenever you get a chance, I'm going to ask you to put that PDF up that I shared with you yesterday.
Okay. I can do that. Hang on just a sec.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's coming up.
Thanks, Bruce. So y'all, this is the flyer from last year. As I said this morning, the shepherds and I are meeting later this week to hammer out some of the details about times and details for the meeting. We'll have that to y'all next week. But this was the series we were going to have in March of last year when the world changed. Here's what we had done. The shepherds and I met and we said, hey, here are some general topics, some general questions that we would like for Tom to address. I emailed him. He said, great. This is my recommendation for how to lay it out. Wonderful. So let's just work through these briefly. You'll see on this again, this is his plan for Sunday last year, but it's going to be very similar just topic wise this year, obviously with some adjustments. Last year, he was going to ask three questions for Sunday. Number one, has God spoken? Number two, is the Bible the word of God? Number three, can I understand the Bible? Now, those are very good questions, but those are also very broad questions. Let's see what that second one. Is the Bible the word of God? Well, I've had questions from some of y'all over the last few weeks on this very one. Is the Bible that we have in our hands really the word of God? Our Bible has 66 books. Other Bibles have more, others have less. Is this really the word of God? What about the Quran? Is that really the word of God? What about the Mishnah, some of the Jewish documents? Is that the word of God? All types of questions we can ask of that. What about the third one? Can I understand the Bible? I mean, just speaking personally here, I have learned more from Tom about how to interpret scripture than probably any other mentor in my life. So I'm really excited about that one. But maybe we have questions about why are there some of these really weird sections about visions or genealogies in there? Any question that you would like to ask? You know, Tom teaches Introduction to Old Testament and New Testament at FC. He will welcome any questions that we ask here. Talk about in your groups, what are the questions you'd like to ask? Then as you look through the week, this is the plan. Does my Bible have any errors? You know, what about the textual discrepancies? You know, we saw that on Wednesday night with should Matthew 11 rather translate that as deeds or children? There's all types of that type of stuff. Maybe that's really an issue for you. Does my Bible have the right books? Again, are there books in here that shouldn't be? Are there books in here that are missing? And then finally, does my Bible have a reliable text? How can I know that the words that I am reading really are the original words that we're witnessing to Jesus Christ? How do I know that the Bible has not been changed over the course of 2,000 years? These are all questions that Tom is going to be taking us into, but questions that I would like for y'all to be considering, okay? If any group leader wants to take a screenshot or Snapchat of that, Snapchat, oh my gracious. I'm preparing for camp, so I'm getting back into teen lingo. if anybody wants to take a screenshot or a picture of that, Please go ahead and do that, and then Bruce, you can take that down.
Thank you. I'm going to leave it up.
Bruce, do you need more time for breakout groups?
We're good on the breakout groups. I'm leaving this up just for a couple more seconds to see if anybody's taking some photos. I know I just took one. I'm good if everybody's ready.
Yep. So let me recap very briefly while you get everything closed out. Two main objectives for your prayer groups today. Again, this is a little bit different from some of our prayer groups because it's not like principles of prayer that we're talking through. But two main objectives. Number one, how can we pray for the meeting? Then actually pray for the meeting. Number two, what are the questions that you would like Tom to address? And then the shepherds are going to relay those back to me and I'll then relay those on to Tom. All right. Well, I'm really looking forward to my group's discussion. Hope everyone has a great discussion. And Bruce, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, sounds great. All right, I'm going to start the breakout room in just a second. Remember, you're going to get a prompt asking you to join a breakout room, and you just click join, and that should be good. Let me add one more person in here that just joined us. Just a second. And looks like we're